Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for Spring 2018 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Lynn and Chris and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News, your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. Topics in this issue include Eastleigh Council tax frozen again, Rebecca Adlington celebrates Places Eat Leisure Eastleigh, Shaping Your Community, Woodside Avenue affordable rent, and free evening parking. Now here's Sharon with the first item.
Providing family-friendly tenancies. We are working to deliver new homes for private rent at market value and to ensure they are available for everyone, including family-friendly tenancies. Local people will have the opportunity to benefit from reliable, trustworthy and long-term tenancies where they can stay in their home and not just have to cope with short-term tenancy agreements. We are encouraging a mix of housing types and sizes and are taking leadership to help deliver more of the right homes locally, meeting the needs of local people and speeding up the delivery of urgently needed homes of all tenures. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "Our vision is to make sure we get homes for market rent alongside homes for sale and through housing associations in new developments. We know more families are renting and we want to ensure they have homes with longer tenancies that are safe for as long as they want and need them. Tenants such as families with children often want tenancies longer than would usually be provided in the private rented sector. The attractiveness of these new, secure tenancies means residents will be able to live in the property for as long as they want, provided they don't break the conditions of the tenancy and establish strong communities. We are getting more homes built through our own housing company and have been able to speed up development and deliver much-needed infrastructure to help the wider community. The initial success of this is helping to create a mix of housing choices, with homes to rent or buy, ensuring we get the right size of homes to meet the needs of local people. Our commitment means homes at Stoneham Park and Woodside Avenue at Eastleigh, Hatch Farm at West End and the old car boot sale site at Burselden will see homes built for all tenures, with a commitment for the future from the borough to meet real need on more sites. We will be telling you more about it later in this edition."
Greener Borough. Eastleigh Basics Bank benefits from Community Farm. The Basics Bank in Eastleigh is benefiting from the work of the Eastleigh Gurkha Nepalese Association, EGNA, at Highbridge Community Farm. The EGNA were introduced to the farm by one community and were allocated some land for them to grow their vegetables. Now, every week, 15 to 20 volunteers come to dig, plant, hoe and weed the plot. Each growing season, they supply the members with lots of freshly picked food. The association are very community-minded and grow lots of vegetables and herbs, specifically to donate to Eastleigh Basics Bank, as they are keen to give something back to the local community. EGNA's chair, Mr. Raman Thapa, said, "The volunteers who come and work hard on the farm sing cultural songs, get fresh air and lots of exercise. It is a very sociable activity and helps both mind and body." Eastleigh hosts the first trial of new air monitoring system. Eastleigh is hosting the first UK trials of new technology to monitor air pollution levels in town and city centres. Developed by the Hampshire-based technology company ICNEA, the pilot scheme is being run in partnership with the Borough Council. ICNEA, who are based just outside the borough in Chilworth, has launched a low-cost, mobile air quality monitoring system which can detect levels of pollution on Eastleigh streets in real time. The system is the latest addition to ICNEA's award-winning AirScan and includes an air quality monitoring module which uses high-performance, reliable, low-power gas sensors to detect a range of noxious gases in the atmosphere. The AirScan sensor can be easily moved around which will enable our environmental health team to collect data in multiple locations and assess the impact that traffic congestion is having on the air we breathe. It will complement static air quality monitoring stations that are already in place.
Minimum energy efficiency standards for landlords. The minimum energy efficiency standard for private rented accommodation is changing. From the 1st of April 2018, all properties will have to have a minimum energy performance rating of E on an energy performance certificate, or an EPC. At first, it will only affect new lets and renewals of tenancies, but from 2020 it will cover existing tenancies too. For most landlords, it means they will no longer be able to rent out a property with a rating of F or G after Sunday the 1st of April, and energy efficiency improvements are required until it meets that requirement. The EPC for the property recommends which measures are suitable. If your property already has an EPC, a copy can be downloaded at website epcregister.com. By increasing the energy efficiency of a property, it becomes cheaper to run, and improving the rating beyond an E will increase interest from potential tenants. For practical advice to help keeping energy bills low, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/saveenergy, and that's all one word. And for those who are already struggling to keep warm, contacting Hitting the Cold Spots on phone number 0800 804 8601. Citizens Advice Eastleigh on phone number 0344 411 1306 also provide free, confidential and impartial advice on ways to manage your bills. Air Quality Incentive Scheme for Taxi Operators. Councillors and officers from Eastleigh Borough Council and Southampton City Council met with taxi operators from across the areas to share news about the new low-emission taxi incentive. The local authorities have come together to set up the scheme that offers a cash-back incentive for taxi operators to help them replace older, more polluting vehicles with lower-emission alternatives. Since being jointly awarded funding by the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, or DEFRA, the local authorities have created the scheme to deliver grants to taxi and private hire operators. Cabinet Lead for Transport, Councillor David Airy from Eastleigh Borough Council, said, "We're delighted to be able to work with Southampton City Council to provide some practical support for taxi operators from both areas. We hope we can support and encourage a move towards lower emission taxis that will majorly support an improvement in air quality." For more details about the Low Emission Taxi Incentive or the Clean Air Network, please email cleanairnetwork, and that is all one word, at southampton.gov.uk.
Your Council, your new website and My Eastleigh customer account. Our new look website, launched in January, has been developed to help you find information on our services more easily. Alongside the website, we have launched a new online My Eastleigh account. If you don't already have an account, you can sign up through our website, eastleigh.gov.uk. Over 6,000 residents have already signed into their new My Eastleigh account. Join them and set your preferences to receive free reminders and obtain useful information tailored to you and your property, such as your next bin collection dates, planning applications in your area, and your local councillor details, and sign up to council tax e-billing. Over the coming weeks and months, more services will be added to your My Eastleigh account, allowing you to raise a service request from many of our departments in one place. You will also be able to track the progress and make further comments on requests you have raised within your account. Your My Eastleigh account is mobile friendly, so you can check your account information from any mobile device too. If you're not comfortable using or don't have access to a computer, don't worry. Our customer service team will be there to help and support you via the phone or in person during our opening hours. The rules around data protection are changing. You will now need to opt in to receive information from us. You can do this by updating your preferences in your My Eastleigh account. To set up an account, visit my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Eastleigh's council tax frozen again. Eastleigh Borough Council has frozen its council tax for 2018-19, delivering an unprecedented 15-year period of real-term cuts in council tax for residents. This year, the average Eastleigh Borough Council element for a Band D household is only £128.93, or just under £2.50 per week. Less than an eighth of the total council tax bill for Eastleigh Borough residents goes to the council. Council leader Keith House said, "We will be freezing our council tax again this year. That represents a real terms cut in council tax for 15 years in a row." He added, "We believe this to be an unequalled record and commitment anywhere in the country, and we can do this without significant reductions in our frontline services. This has been achieved in large part due to our excellent record of sound financial management and our nationally recognised programme of property purchases."
Borough elections, the 3rd of May. On the 3rd of May, all borough residents will have the chance to vote in borough elections, as all council seats will be up for election following an extensive boundary review. The review resulted in the number of wards in the borough being reduced from 19 to 14 and the number of councillors from 44 to 39. Poll cards will be issued to every registered, eligible elector between 27th of March and the 8th of April 2018. Please check the details on your poll card, which will tell you the area you will be voting for. To find out more information about the election, please visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/information for voters. You can check if you are registered to vote by calling 023 8068 8000 or emailing elections@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Healthy Communities, Eastleigh Sports Awards 2017. The exceptional sporting achievements of talented local people were recognised at the 8th Annual Eastleigh Sports Awards held on Thursday the 8th of February. The evening celebrated individual successes, team achievement, and recognised those who worked tirelessly to support local talent and provide these important opportunities for residents. Eastleigh Sports Awards, organised by the Eastleigh Sport and Physical Activity Alliance, SPAA, was opened by Chair Lou Gittens and SPAA Official Ambassador and ex-saint Francis Benali. The evening began with an inspiring look back at his achievements over the past 12 months. The ceremony was compared by former Hampshire cricketer and BBC Radio Solent presenter Kevin James. Serena Vincent, winner of the Junior Sportsperson of the Year Award, took to the stage to share her journey, which led her to the Commonwealth Youth Games in the Bahamas in 2017. Attendees were also treated to a spectacular performance by Dynamo School of Gymnastics, which offers artistic high-performance gymnastics. The club is based at the Hamble School with a fantastic full-time Olympic Gymnastics Centre. Lou Gittens said, "It's great to celebrate such a wide range of sporting talent in the borough. We have so many talented sportspeople together with so many superb volunteers, officials and coaches. Without them, we wouldn't be able to produce such fantastic stars in the borough." For all the photos of the winners plus highlights from the event, please visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/sportsawards. The winners of the Eastleigh Sports Awards 2017 are as follows. Volunteer of the Year, and there were two winners, Mark Newman, Women's Rugby, and Michelle Cross, Netball. Team of the Year, Stephanie Ricketts and Tula Raftapulo, Acrobatic Gymnastics. Junior Sportsperson of the Year, Serena Vincent, Shot Put. Disability Sportsperson of the Year, Mark Ridley, Football. Senior Sportsperson of the Year, Harry Ellis, Golf. Sports Club of the Year, Lakeside Weightlifting. Coach of the Year, Ben Vass, Football. Official of the Year, Catherine Carver, Football. Project of the Year, Places Leisure Eastleigh Mum and Baby Programme, Outstanding Personal Achievement, Keith Dieppe Triathlon, Service to Sport, and there were two winners for this, Reg Wilkinson Tennis, and Paul Kirkpatrick, Disability Sport and Athletics.
Rebecca Adlington celebrates Places Leisure Eastleigh. On Saturday the 17th of February, double Olympic gold medalist swimming champion Rebecca Adlington OBE joined a community celebration day to mark the arrival of the South's newest leisure centre, Places Leisure Eastleigh. The day's celebrations encouraged people across the region to try out different activities and find out about our HealthWorks programme, the physical activity referral scheme, which has been designed to provide opportunities for people to improve their health and become more active. Borough Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "Places Leisure Eastleigh has already established itself as a major destination for sport, fitness and promoting the health of people in our communities, and we have been delighted by the very positive feedback it has received from customers." Places Leisure Eastleigh, a facility for everyone. Since opening in November 2017, Places Leisure Eastleigh has been welcoming people from all parts of the community who have been enjoying its superb facilities. The state-of-the-art centre is fully accessible and reflects best practice guidelines, the requirements of Sport England and the Council's commitment to welcoming people of all abilities to our venues. The Council worked closely with Eastleigh Disability Leisure Access Group, EDLAG, Eastleigh and District Sports Association for the Disabled, EDSAD, and the HealthWorks team to ensure that Places Leisure Eastleigh meets the needs of disabled users. The new leisure centre has an excellent range of inclusive facilities, including two changing places with hoists, one in the wet change and one in a dry change area to help lift people into and out of chairs, a learner pool with an adjustable floor depth to suit users of all abilities, along with pool pod access, a pool platform for entry into the main pool, which can either be self-controlled or controlled by a member of staff, and a wide range of inclusive equipment in the fitness suite. Places Leisure Eastleigh also offers a range of accessible classes, including low-level circuits, the Activity Buddy scheme, inclusive swimming sessions, a weekly special needs gym and activity afternoon, and many more. Cabinet Member for Wellbeing, Councillor Alan Broadhurst, said, "We have worked very hard to ensure that the new centre facilities can be accessed and enjoyed by people with a disability. We have listened to and responded to their needs to help ensure that the new centre is welcoming to people of all abilities." To find out more about the inclusive offer and accessible facilities, Places Leisure Eastleigh, please contact the HealthWorks team on 02380 684 813.
Ready to light up the courts? Did you know there are new courts, new floodlights and new ways to play tennis at Places Leisure Eastleigh? Specialist coaching team Premier Tennis are on hand to offer a great selection of tennis experiences for players of all ages and abilities. Easter holiday camps, the 3rd to the 6th of April and the 9th to the 13th of April, and a summer term programme from Monday the 16th of April. For special offers and more info, visit tenniseastleigh.com or call 02380 170725. Raising awareness of prostate cancer. We are joining other organisations involved in health promotion to raise awareness of prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, and it claims the lives of one man every 45 minutes. Our HealthWorks team, based at Places Leisure Eastleigh, offers information about prostate cancer and the lifestyle choices that can help prevent it. We want to help raise awareness of prostate cancer amongst our residents. To find out more about prostate cancer, including its symptoms, treatment and prevention, visit website prostatecanceruk.org. Prostate Cancer UK is a registered charity in England and Wales, 1005541 and in Scotland SC039332. Registered company 0265-3887. Derek Brooks. We were sad to learn of the passing of Citizen of Honour Derek Brooks, known by many as Mr. Eastley, at the age of 94. Derek founded Swaveling Athletic Football Club in 1946. The club, which started life playing on Southampton Common, was renamed Eastley Football Club in 1980. The team now plays at the highest echelon of non-league football, the Vanamara National League at the Silver Lake Stadium. Derek's involvement in the club totaled an amazing 72 years, and he was continually involved, both with match day activities and committee and board responsibilities. He also received an award for services to sport at the 2016 Eastleigh Sports Awards.
Walking Netball Changing Lives. A visit to Walking Netball has made a huge impact on the life of one local resident. Vicky Dennis, who played for 14 years in the Southampton Netball League, has recently come back to the sport through a new Walking Netball session at Hamble Sports Complex after being treated for breast cancer. The treatment resulted in Vicky having limited movement and strength in her left arm, and she was concerned that she'd never be able to return to her favourite sport. After hearing about Walking Netball, she decided to check with her doctor to see if she was well enough to try it. And after a conversation with Hampshire's Netball Development Officer, Debbie Spindlow, decided to give it a go. Vicky said, "Walking Netball has allowed me to return to a sport I love. During the session, I felt really alive for the first time in ages. I couldn't stop smiling. Exercise is essential for everyone, but is vital when recovering from cancer. Playing netball within a team, meeting new people, and returning to a game I never thought I'd be able to play again is amazing." Debbie said, "It's been a privilege to provide an opportunity for Vicky and the other ladies in Hamble and across the county to rejoin the sport they love. Walking netball is a perfect opportunity to get out of the house, meet new people, and get fit at the same time." The Hamble session was initially funded as part of our Sports Works programme, which aims to get adults in the borough healthier through physical activity. For more information, contact Debbie Spindlow on 07595 086 751 or email debbie.spindlow@englandnetball.co.uk. New accessible swimming sessions. New swimming sessions suitable for people with dementia and their carers take place at Places Leisure Eastleigh on Monday afternoons. The Aqua Relax swimming sessions at Places Leisure Eastleigh offer calm, quiet pool time with accessible equipment and facilities and assistance from trained staff. You can relax and enjoy your swim in a safe and supportive environment. Swimming is a great way of reducing anxiety, improving mood, promoting fitness, and enhancing general well-being. AquaRelax is perfect for anyone who would prefer to enjoy the benefits of swimming in a quieter, non-crowded environment. It's particularly suitable if you're living with dementia or care for someone who does. Sessions take place every Monday from 3 to 4pm. Sessions cost £2.50, and carers go free. For further information, please call 023 8068 4800.
Handy Person Scheme providing a big hit. Our low-cost Handy Person service, to help with a range of small jobs around the home, is proving a big hit with local residents. Since the Handy Person Scheme started in August 2017, over 100 local homes have benefited from a range of small jobs carried out by our handy person, Richard Bath. The scheme is proving an ideal service for those struggling to get odd jobs and repairs done around the house. The scheme, available to people who are over 60 years of age or disabled adults who are residents in the borough, can help with small repairs and jobs around your home, including fitting door chains, locks and bells, replacing light bulbs and batteries, repairing toilet systems, putting up shelves, unblocking sinks, or changing tap washers. Cabinet Lead for Health and Community Safety, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "It's great that the scheme is proving so popular and local people can get those little jobs done that can often cause worry and stress, especially if people don't know where to get help. This scheme provides residents with peace of mind and reassurance as they get a good job at a fair price. Residents who are either over 60 or disabled and in receipt of a means-tested benefit receive a subsidised rate of just £9.60 per hour. The means-tested benefits include guaranteed pension credit, income-based employment support allowance, council tax support, not single-person discount, and universal credit. For people aged over 60 and not in receipt of a means-tested benefit, the rate is £18 per hour. To book an appointment, call the Eastleigh Handy Person Scheme on 02380 688 031 or email handyperson@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Waste and recycling. Save time and money. Join our Garden Waste Collection Scheme. Thousands of local people are saving time and money by joining our popular Garden Waste Scheme, and so could you. Around 17,000 households have already signed up to one of the fastest growing wheeled bin services in the county, benefiting from the convenience of having their garden waste collected every fortnight from their curbside. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds filling your bin, we can collect your garden waste to save you time and make it easier for you to recycle. The cost of a bin is only £36 for the year, frozen until 2019. That's £3 a month, or just under 70 pence per week. Cheaper and much more convenient than taking garden waste to the tip yourself. Plus, there is the added bonus of avoiding any mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle. Cabinet Lead for Environment, Councillor Rupert Kyrie, said, "We are so confident you'll love our service, we offer residents a buy-it-and-try-it option. If, after the first three collections, you decide the service isn't for you, let us know and we will refund you in full, no questions asked." Benefits include saved time and money, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more queuing at your local tip, wheeled bin easy to manoeuvre around your garden, and no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle. To find out how you can receive our garden waste service, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/garden-waste or call 023 8068 8440.
Single-use plastic-free council. From the 1st of March, we're moving towards becoming a plastic-free council. Where possible, we'll be using plastic-free cups, straws and cutlery across our council sites, including our Eastleigh House offices, Itchen Valley Country Park, the Point Eastleigh and the Bury Theatre. We'll help you to avoid using single-use plastic by making sure you can refill your water bottle when you visit any of our sites, and we'll be further encouraging people to make the change by introducing a small charge for takeaway coffee cups. Recycling plastics, it's got to be a bottle. To help our residents put the right plastic items in the right bin, you simply have to remember that if it's plastic and a bottle shape, it can go in your green recycling bin. You can watch a short video that explains which plastic items can and can't be recycled at website eastleigh.gov.uk/plastics. Truly independent MOT testing. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent MOT testing service? Eastleigh Borough Council's experienced team of professional mechanics test around 2,000 vehicles every year. We don't offer a repair service. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. But we offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. You can book online at website eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking.
Engaging local community. Shaping your community. Thank you to the 1,600 residents and businesses who responded to Shaping Your Community this autumn. The purpose was to share information about the local plan, what it is for and why we must have one, and to give you the opportunity to tell us what matters most to you. We wanted to know what facilities, homes, business premises and type of environment are most important so we can ensure your views are included in the way we plan for Eastleigh's future. A simple survey asked you to prioritise the top four things that were important to you and your future community from the following: cultural facilities, footpaths, cycle routes and bridleways, social sports facilities, nature conservation and biodiversity, jobs and training, air quality and noise, shops, medical facilities, school and nursery places, countryside gaps between towns and villages, affordable homes to buy or rent, reducing traffic congestion, and open spaces and play facilities.
What did we find out? The four most important issues you highlighted were reducing traffic congestion, keeping countryside gaps between our towns and villages, medical facilities, air quality and noise pollution. Local businesses from across the borough also told us that traffic congestion was a big issue for them. In addition, the right mix of premises and staff with the right range of skills are two key challenges. Alongside all of the survey data that has been collected, we also received over 900 comments from residents and businesses. Shaping Your Community focused on sharing and gathering information related to Eastleigh's local plan, but your feedback can help us with many more things and give us a better understanding of what's important to you. Where appropriate, this information will also be shared with partners who provide other services in the borough, such as the NHS, police or Hampshire County Council, and with our parish councils who can help to resolve more local issues you've told us about. So what are we going to do now? How does the local plan address these issues? The local plan is the framework for future development in the borough. Every local authority must have a local plan, which sets out how it is going to deliver space for businesses, shops, new homes, and all the facilities that are needed to support this, whilst also protecting and enhancing the local environment. So how does this address the issues you have highlighted? Here are some examples. Protecting and enhancing the environment. You said, not destroying local countryside which can never be replaced. Preservation of ancient woodland. What we're doing. The local plan identifies a new community in the area north and northeast of Bishopstoke and Fairoak, which is close to important ancient woodlands. However, the development will not involve the loss of any of these woodland areas, and we are working with Natural England, the government statutory advisor, to ensure these important woods are protected.
Countryside gaps. You said ensuring that existing countryside access is maintained and not infilled to create urban sprawl. What we're doing? We recognise the importance of countryside gaps for maintaining the separation and identity of towns and villages and will not encourage urban sprawl. The location of the proposed new community to the north and northeast of Bishopstoke and Fairoak maintains a countryside gap separating it from Colden Common, Lower Upham and Horton Heath. We also believe it's important to ensure there's a strong gap to separate the major urban area of Southampton and West End from Bishopstoke and Fairoak. This is why we are seeking to preserve a countryside gap in the north of West End. Land for new homes. Why do we need so many? You said too much housing. What we're doing? We have to provide sufficient land for housing in the local plan, using targets that are set by government. If we don't, then a local plan will not be approved by government. South Hampshire's councils are working together to plan for these new homes. You said, we need affordable housing. What we're doing? We will ensure that a range of types of housing, from 1 to 4 bedroom homes, will be brought forward. A range of tenure mixes will also be delivered, together with a target of 35% being affordable.
Land for employment. You said finding premises are the biggest barrier for small businesses. What we're doing. The local plan allocates enough land to meet the future needs of businesses within the borough. We will also work closely with businesses and partner organisations, such as the Local Enterprise Partnership, the LEP, to develop and bring this land forward so that it best meets the needs of these future businesses. This will include developing start-up and follow-on employment units and working with larger organisations to help accommodate their needs. Infrastructure. You said proper infrastructure to support the development, not just hoping existing systems will cope. What we're doing. We have been doing a lot of technical studies to show the impact that future development will have on our roads, rail network, cycleways and paths. This has meant that we have been able to plan improvements to these to enable future growth to take place without making congestion within the borough any worse. Examples of the action we are taking to ensure this includes projects such as the Botley Bypass, which is described elsewhere in this edition.
Master plan. How you help to design and shape new developments. The local plan sets a guiding framework, and there is a need for a more detailed plan for how any new development will work. Where possible, this should include the aspirations of the local community, along with building on local knowledge of areas and their needs. To do this, work will take place to develop a master plan. A master plan shows the layout and design, but also enables us to set out specific requirements, such as standards and types of houses we want, and need and what physical elements can you help create the sense of place and community. You have told us about a range of things that are important to you. Environment. Access to the countryside for families. A range of homes, such as first-time buyers, affordable homes, homes for young families and family-friendly tenancies. Traffic congestion. This is an important issue for you. However, there is no single solution. In looking at the detail of any new development, we will be looking not just at roads, but putting in appropriate infrastructure to encourage cycling and walking. Healthy communities. Community cohesion, sense of place, centre with local facilities that people can walk or cycle to. These comments will be taken into consideration when looking at master planning, and you will have a chance to comment during wider consultation later this year.
Other services. While we do not have responsibility for all the things you've told us about, we have been looking at those things that are in our control and seeing how we can address them. Here are some examples. You said cheaper or free parking and car parks in the centre of the village. What we did? Free parking in Eastleigh Town Centre in the run-up to Christmas. The council has now confirmed that parking in Eastleigh Town Centre will be free every evening from 6 p.m. You said pothole-free roads. What we did? Our colleagues at Hampshire Highways are responsible for the roads, and we will work closely with them to ensure that feedback from our residents is passed on. You said clean streets and no fly tipping. And what we did? We pride ourselves on the work of Street Scene and understand that this is important for local residents. Our Street Scene team have been awarded the Best Team by the Association for Public Service for Excellent, or APSE, for the 8th year in a row. Plus, our local area committees ensure needs are met at the local level. We'll be continuing to work with partners to share what you've said for services outside of our control. We want to work together to ensure that we are collectively responding to you and all working towards improving quality of life for people in Eastleigh Borough. These comments included issues related to policing, roads or medical facilities. The local plan. On 11th of December 2017, the Council agreed to the completion of outstanding studies required for the local plan. This decision was based on the existing weight of evidence available at that time, which suggested a clear direction. Work continues on the outstanding technical studies and, assuming that these remain consistent with the existing evidence, the Chief Executive will sign off the local plan, which will then be open to a formal public consultation later this year. At this stage, you will have the opportunity to have your say. You can find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/shaping-your-community.
Building new communities. Woodside Avenue affordable rent. Work is set to be completed later this year on the new housing development on Woodside Avenue, Eastleigh. The development will provide 94 new homes close to the town centre. All of the homes will be for rent, with 36 homes being offered for affordable rent and the rest available for market rent. This exciting scheme is the result of a partnership between the council and social housing provider Vivid, formerly First Wessex, as part of Aspect Building Communities Limited, a company that enables the council to support the housing market and bring forward development of sites, thereby supporting the delivery of housing across the borough. Council leader Keith House said, "Providing homes for rent is an important part of the housing mix in our communities. We know more families are renting, and this is a great example of the council working in partnership with Vivid to provide the right homes in the right location for local people. To inquire about properties for market rent, email customer@vividhomes.co.uk.
Stoneham Park brings major road improvements. Work to create a new community in Eastleigh that will bring new homes, open space and a range of other improvements to the borough, including almost 200 affordable homes, has reached an important milestone with the start of major improvements to the local road network. The first phase of Stoneham Park, to the southwest of Eastleigh Town Centre, is a 560 home development, a mix of 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 bedroom homes that will also bring new parkland, place space and walking and cycling links to the area. Road improvements funded by the scheme include a new link road between Stoneham Lane and Chestnut Avenue, easing traffic flows in the area, and a cycleway and walking route running the length of Stoneham Lane, improving safety for cyclists and pedestrians and providing a sustainable transport link to Southampton. Two additional traffic roundabouts on Stoneham Lane, north and south of the Concord Club, will be created, and the existing roundabout, where Stoneham Lane meets Chestnut Avenue, will be upgraded. There will be new vehicle access to the Monk's Brook playing fields, where a state-of-the-art football hub is being developed. A programme of tree and shrub removal to accommodate the works is being carried out under specialist ecological advice. Replacement trees are being planted on at least a 2-for-1 basis, as stipulated by the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, to create avenues and other areas of green space for the public. In addition to the 196 affordable homes being provided by Vivid, Hampshire's largest provider of rental and shared ownership homes, 146 properties are being purchased through a joint venture between the council and Vivid to create long-term private market rental properties. The later phases of the development will also include accommodation for older people, as well as a new primary school, a community centre, preschool and improved leisure and sporting facilities, including an extension to Lakeside Country Park.
Work starts on new showrooms. Work on a new Hendy car dealership on Lee Road, Eastleigh, is underway. John Hendy, Director of Systems and Resources, the Hendy Group, and MCS Limited Managing Director Keir Edmonds were on hand to help Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Mo Sollett, dig the first area of soil for the new Hendy car showroom. The dealership will comprise three showrooms built for Mazda, Kia and Honda, together with a car display courtyard and separate sales tent. The work will be the first phase of the redevelopment of the old Civic Offices site on Lee Road. Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Mo Sollett, said, "I'm delighted to officially get this new exciting development underway that will bring more business investment into our borough. The new Hendy car showroom will provide jobs and opportunities for local people." She added, "As the council has retained ownership of the site as part of our property portfolio, it will also provide a significant rental income for the council." Planning application on land south of Burselden Road. Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound Local Area Committee will consider final details for the new homes on land south of Burselden Road, the old car boot sale site, at its meeting on the 22nd of March 2018. The application also includes a new country park, children's play area, and extensive landscaping. The proposals bring forward the construction of a new road that will connect Taylor Wimpey's site to the south to Burselden Road. If approved, Taylor Wimpey has agreed that this road will be the access point to and from these sites, closing off vehicular access from the housing areas from Hamble Lane, helping to relieve congestion. If the application is approved, the new road is planned to open at the end of this year.
Council receives £20 million to tackle congestion and create new homes. Eastleigh Borough Council will receive nearly £20 million from the Government's Housing Infrastructure Fund to help tackle traffic congestion ahead of two housing projects in the borough on land west of Horton Heath and associated with the construction of a bypass for Botley. The Council, in partnership with Hampshire County Council, submitted a joint bid for the Botley Bypass Scheme, and the County Council also supported Eastleigh's bid for the scheme on land west of Horton Heath. This latest investment will fund key local infrastructure projects, including new roads essential ahead of building new homes. Council leader Keith House said, "We are delighted that the Council will get the funding for these two important schemes. Our priority is ensuring that we tackle traffic congestion ahead of building the new homes that local people desperately need. The government funding will help to achieve this by providing critical road infrastructure that will help unlock the delivery of these new homes." He added, "Without this financial support, these projects would struggle to go ahead or take years for work to begin, delaying the homes that our communities need." Sundays Hill Bypass. Work on Sundays Hill Bypass is progressing and will be completed later this year. The new road will link Junction 8 of the M27 to Kings Copse Avenue, Hedge End. The Pylons Lane site will provide 250 new homes, public open space, children's play area, together with a new bypass to Sundays Hill connecting Heath House Lane and Dodwell Lane, plus a network of internal roads, footpaths and cycle routes. Ask your supplier for a smart meter now. Everyone will be offered a smart meter by their energy supplier as part of a national upgrade to our energy system. This means the end to estimated bills. No more having to read the meter and no more strangers coming into your home for meter readings. Once you have a smart meter, you'll only get accurate bills from your energy supplier, just like your phone bill. For further information, please phone 02380 688 274 or visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/smartmeters.
Economy. Bert and Gert's enjoying successful Saturdays. Bert and Gert's Arts and Craft Market has firmly established itself as part of Eastleigh Town Centre's diverse retail scene. The market takes place on the first Saturday of every month from 9am to 4pm in Wells Place, just outside the Swan Centre, with shoppers enjoying a range of arts, crafts and vintage items from small local businesses. Stallholders sell a range of goods from cushions and candles to cards and cuddly toys. Started in 2012 through a love of arts and crafts, Bert and Gert's is run by brothers Mark and Jason Wilkes. Their aim is to support, encourage and promote small local businesses and to bring arts, crafts and vintage items to a wider audience. They say, "We are very proud that our events have a community feel. All the traders are supportive of each other and we want to give them the opportunity to grow their hobbies and passions to successful sustainable businesses. Free evening parking for the Swan Centre, Eastleigh. Local people now have the opportunity to park for free in the evening in the Swan Centre's car parks. Eastleigh has an array of evening entertainment, from cinema and bowling to a range of restaurants, and now, with an offer of free parking too, there's plenty to encourage visitors to enjoy a night out in the town centre. Cabinet Lead for Economy, Councillor Derek Petty, said, "By providing free car parking in the evening, the council is confirming its commitment to the town centre and the businesses within it. It will help visitors enjoy a more affordable evening out, and we hope that more people will come and enjoy all that the town centre has to offer. Free parking in the Swan Centre will apply every evening from 6pm to 7am and is for both the ground floor and the upper level Swan Centre car parks."
New theatre initiative to benefit local economy. A new initiative being championed by The Point Eastleigh is hoping to reap benefits for the local economy. At Home will see five professional performance companies work closely with The Point between 2018 and 2022. As well as kicking off an exciting new chapter for the theatre, the scheme is also expected to have a positive impact on a local economy, with the five companies setting up base at the Lee Road venue and their shows and workshops bringing new audiences into the area. The at-home artists are as follows: Theatre Ray, an international mime ensemble; Stuff and Nonsense Theatre Company, one of the country's leading makers of family theatre; Gravity and Levity, an internationally renowned aerial dance company; Jolie Vianne, a circus-inspired dance duo; and Leela Dance, a nationally recognised dance company. Eastleigh Borough Council's Cabinet Lead for Economy, Councillor Derek Pretty, said, "This is a great opportunity for Eastleigh. At Home will see five new businesses have an investment in the local community. This creates opportunities for those connected to the companies to shop at local stores. They obtain lunch or dinner from local restaurants. They run errands locally, which helps money stay local and creates a tight-knit community. In addition, these performance companies attract new audiences to the area, bolstering tourism and contributing to the local atmosphere and economy."
Your community. Free Wi-Fi for Eastleigh Town Centre. Visitors to Eastleigh Town Centre can add free Wi-Fi to their shopping, dining or leisure experience, as well as giving Town Centre visitors the opportunity to browse online for free. Subscribers can receive regular notifications about retail promotions, town centre events, listing and news, all of which aim to support local traders. The free Wi-Fi covers all the roads and open spaces in the town centre, including the railway station. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee has allocated £20,000 from the money it receives from developers to the scheme, working in partnership with the Eastleigh Business Improvement District, BID, who are funded by businesses in the town. Chair of the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Wayne Irish, said, "An increasing number of retail destinations are introducing free Wi-Fi, and working with the BID, the council is always keen to support our businesses and provide a better experience for town centre visitors, who I am sure will welcome this initiative. To access it, simply find Eastleigh Town Centre Wi-Fi in the settings on your phone or mobile device and set up an account." Local charities benefit from Mayor's Appeal. Last year's Mayor, Councillor Des Scott, raised £17,800 for his charity appeal. This is being distributed to his charity beneficiaries: Countess Mountbatten Hospice, £7,400, Eastleigh Carers Centre, £6,400, and CP Sport, £4,000. Councillor Scott thanks everyone who contributed and supported his appeal. One Community celebrates 40 years. Eastleigh's One Community, the charity which supports the voluntary and community sector across the borough, is celebrating its 40th anniversary in 2018. One Community will celebrate the milestone with the raising of a specially commissioned flag in the Lee Road Recreation Ground on Saturday the 7th of April at 10:30am, across from the charity's offices. The event will be accompanied by music from the Young Carers Choir. Starting life as the Eastleigh Council of Community Services in 1978, One Community has grown to provide a range of care, transport and information services aimed at improving the quality of life for local communities. To find out more, visit website onecommunity.org.uk.
Local homeowners in Eastleigh can benefit from subsidised home improvement loans. Homeowners in Eastleigh are able to access a subsidised home improvement loan due to a partnership between Eastleigh Borough Council and Parity Trust. The loan, offered at a highly competitive rate of 5.49%, 5.63% APR, is part funded by Eastleigh Borough Council to enable local homeowners to invest in their property. The loan can be used for a range of home improvements and adaptations, including replacement windows, roofing, electrical works, or the installation of a new boiler. If your property is in need of repairs, or you need to make adaptations to your home to enable future independence, please visit website paritytrust.org.uk or call on 023 9237 5921.
Your local area, Hedge End, West End and Botley. Support for Young People's Wellbeing Service continues. The Young People's Wellbeing Service, or YPWS, based at the Hedge End Medical Centre, aims to promote and sustain the good physical and emotional well-being of young people aged 11 to 19. In 2016 to 17, 844 visits were recorded, with 78% of those attending living in the Hedge End, West End and Botley, or HEWEB, area. The Local Area Committee, LAC, agreed to continue match funding with Hedge End Town Council, resulting in a total allocation of £11,000 to the YPWS between the two organisations. St James's Church, a community venue for West End. St James's Church in West End is expanding its role as a venue for the whole community. The church recently attracted some major investment for refurbishment projects. Increasingly, community groups are using the venue, and a youth club for 11 to 14-year-olds has recently been set up. The church now needs outside storage, and the LAC has approved a contribution of £1,500 towards this project. Public art for the Bury Theatre. Several public art projects have been given a funding boost. A steering group involving representatives from the Borough Council and Wildern School has been established to propose a new design for the approach to the Bury Theatre. This project will include an upgrade to the entrance gates. A contribution towards public art on the Bradbeers roundabout has also been approved. Public art for the old Moor Green Hospital site, the pavilions, will also be delivered this year in consultation with West End Parish Council, Barrett Homes and the local community.
A new community at Borley Park. 120 dwellings have now been completed at Borley Park, and work is due to commence on the neighbourhood's community centre and sports pavilion. A community development worker, Jackie Rolls, has been appointed and has been meeting new and existing residents, as well as local groups and organisations. Jackie is currently based at the Botley Parish Council offices. Waste bin improvements. The council recently undertook a survey of the condition and number of waste bins in Hedge End, West End and Botley. As a result, recommendations were made for replacement and additional bins, and the LAC has improved funds of up to £10,000. The new bins are dual component, which means that they can be used for both dog waste and litter. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Hedge End, West End and Botley at 7 p.m. on the 11th of June at the 2000 Centre, Hedge End. The dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk eastleigh.org.uk/heweb or contact Julia Burt, Local Area Manager, on 02380 688437, or email julia.burt, spelt B-I-R-T, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound. Library and Hub underway. Work is well underway on the new Hamble Library and Community Hub development on the site of the former Barclays Bank building in Hamble High Street. Despite some bad weather, the project is progressing well, with the foundations now complete and the steel framework in place. Improvement works start on Coronation Parade. Improvements to Coronation Parade, an important gateway to Hamble, start soon with a contractor identified and ready to move on site. New parking spaces on Coach Road will be the first element of the scheme, which will bring improved paving, decorative railings and resurfacing of the area in front of the steps and tree planting. Gun emplacement protected. The World War II gun emplacement at Hamble Point has been fenced off for health and safety reasons. Damage caused by tides and wind has seriously affected the safety of the structure. Due to the coastal environment, putting an adequate fence in place was a significant and urgent project. The Local Area Committee, LAC, will now look for options for the future of the emplacement, working with agencies such as Historic England.
Grants fund lunch club and conservation. The LAC recently allocated almost £3,000 worth of grants to local groups. These included the Burselden Lunch Club, who help socially isolated adults to get out and meet people, conservation volunteers who improve paths and trails in the Lower Hamble Valley, and over the festive season, the committee gave grants to Hamble and Hound parish councils for their Christmas events. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Burselden Hamble the Rice and Hound is at 6 p.m. on the 22nd of March and the 21st of June at Hamble Primary School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact Matt Blythe, Local Area Manager, on 023-8068-8311, or you can email him, matthew.blythe, that's B-L-Y-T-H-E, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury, introducing new street pastors. Two newly trained street pastors, Liz and Marianne, have joined the Chandler's Ford Street Pastor, CFSP, team. CFSPs are part of a national charity with the aim of listening, caring and helping members of the community they meet when out and about on their patrols. Street pastors are volunteers from all the local churches who have been vetted and undergone an intensive training programme. They patrol the local area on Friday nights, always in uniform, and are happy to chat about absolutely anything, from personal problems to the latest football results. The scheme is supported by both local councils and police, all of whom welcome the contribution their work makes to the partnerships, which have achieved a radical reduction in local incidents of antisocial behaviour in recent years. Weir at Hiltonbury Lakes. A recent leak in the weir at Hiltonbury Lakes has been investigated by our countryside and engineering teams at the request of the local area committee. The problem was identified and measures to provide an effective repair have included puddle clay and concrete-filled sandbags. Fun at the Hilt. The highly successful Hiltonbury Community Association continues to grow in the wide variety of activities and events it provides for local people at its venue, The Hilt, at Hiltonbury Recreation Ground. Volunteers are always very keen to welcome new people from the area to take part in organising events. If being on a committee is not for you, then you can help in other ways, such as selling tickets, making tea, raising funds, helping with bookings, or one of the many other roles that are available. To find out more or have an informal chat, either use the contact form online at website thehilt.org.uk/contact, pop in or call 02380 271 609.
New fundraising group for Wessex Cancer Trust. The Wessex Cancer Trust has formed a new volunteer fundraising group based in Chandler's Ford, supporting their local cancer support centre. Fundraising groups get involved in supporting Wessex Cancer Trust through organising events, bucket collections, networking, and putting the charity forward for community schemes. They also let people know about the important work of Wessex Cancer Trust and have a real impact in helping local people affected by cancer. If you would like to get involved, please contact charlotte.vonsicard, V-O-N-S-I-C-A-R-D, at wessexcancer.org.uk or call 02380672200. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. 14th of March and 6th of June, the Dovetail Centre. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact MIN Partner, that's MIN Partner, Local Area Manager on 02380688439. Email min.partner@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Grants for a range of activities. The local area committee has given grants to support a range of activities in the area, including the following: £60,000 to Fair Oak Squash Club for refurbishment and extension work to the club building, with an agreement in place to encourage more community use; £1,044 to Fair Oak Cricket Club to contribute to mobile cricket nets and a new artificial wicket for training; £15,000 to Wyvern and Fair Oak schools for scooter and cycle racks; £800 for better Fair Oak Village Centre signs; and designs have been completed for a new play area in Sayers Road following a £70,000 grant from the Borough Council. Parish Council moves to new offices. Fair Oak Parish Council has moved from the Village Hall to new premises at 2 Knoll Park Lane, S0507GL. Opening hours are Monday to Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Closed on Fridays. Crowdhill Community Centre completed. The newly built Crowdhill Community Centre on the Crowdhill Green site off Winchester Road will be opening soon. The building is predominantly for the use of the 2nd Fair Oak Scout Group, the Rainbows Preschool and 2 Rainbow Guiding Groups. If you'd like more information about hiring the Community Centre, contact 023 8069 2403 or email bookings@fairoak-pc.gov.uk. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath is at 7 p.m. on the 21st of March and the 20th of June at Stoke Park Junior School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact Andy Thompson, the local area manager, on 02380688357 or email andrew.thompson@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Eastleigh, Grantham Green in bloom. Residents should soon see the fruits of a community bulb planting event that was held on Grantham Green in November. Over 150 children from three local schools attended, as well as local families. The event was supported by Groundwork, the Friends of Grantham Green, Eastleigh Rotary Club and Eastleigh Borough and Romsey Mencap's Grantham Green Growers, and funded by Tesco Bags of Help grants as voted for by local residents. The group planted several thousand daffodils and crocuses, and the Rotary Club donated bulbs to raise awareness of the international campaign to eradicate polio. Blooming roundabouts. Two roundabouts will soon be full of colour thanks to the efforts of the Rotary Club of Eastleigh. Last autumn, they planted over 5,000 crocuses on the roundabouts at the top of Twyford Road and Chestnut Avenue, outside the B&Q headquarters, to raise awareness of their Purple for Polio campaign. These were planted to raise awareness of the largest ever internationally coordinated public health effort in history, the worldwide eradication of polio. Since starting in 1985, over 3 billion children have been immunised around the world, and the number of cases has fallen from 300,000 a year to just 22 a year in 2017. The campaign will hopefully see the eradication of polio over the coming years as more children are immunised. Lakeside Centre Civic Award Success. The Lakeside Centre was recently selected as a regional finalist for the Civic Trust Awards. The awards are the longest standing of their type in Europe and encourage the very best in architecture and environmental design to improve the built environment for us all. As well as being home to a number of sports and activity groups, the centre is growing in popularity as a venue for hire. A stimulating waterside setting for business meetings, conferences, events and team building activities. The newly opened building has two well-equipped, versatile rooms that can be adapted to accommodate up to 60 attendees.
Room hire at Lakeside Country Park. Opened at the end of summer 2016, Lakeside Country Park's Lakeside Centre offers a tranquil space in an architecturally stunning waterside building with panoramic views from all its meeting rooms over the surrounding lakes. This flexible, affordable space is ideal for conferences, meetings, events, team building sessions, private parties, or health and well-being activities. Available to hire from Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, the Lakeside Centre can accommodate 50 people seated around tables or 60 in theatre style, and includes use of a projector and all the equipment needed to host a successful conference. Catering to suit your needs can also be arranged. For more information and to book, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/lakeside, email lakeside@eastleigh.gov.uk, or call 023 8068 3835. Remembering the fallen of Eastleigh. A new addition to Eastleigh's Town Centre's War Memorial will honour people who were residents in Eastleigh Parish and lost their lives in the First World War. The names of 277 local people provided by the Royal British Legion will be engraved on a pair of granite monoliths to create a monument alongside the distinctive figure of the Angel of Mon in Lee Road Recreation Ground. It will be unveiled this autumn and commemorates the 100th anniversary of the armistice that marked the end of the hostilities. Last year, councillors agreed £47,000 funding for major works to improve the memorial in time for the centennial commemoration and to improve access for the many who attend the annual remembrance service. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Eastleigh, 7 p.m, 20th of March and 22nd of May, Eastleigh House. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC, or contact Guy Riddock, Local Area Manager, on 023-8068-3369. Email guy.riddock, RIDDOCH, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
The Point and the Bury Theatre. Spring at the Point. This spring, the Point plays host to family theatre, circus delights, awe-inspiring contemporary dance, and more. The Point will host Hampshire-based Zoe Logic Dance Theatre with interactive mystery Sleuth on the 19th of April. Circus performer Max Calaf returns to the venue with a preview of his new show Nalakatak on the 26th of April. Laurie Hopkins presents Sourpuss on the 6th of April, a delightful puppet show exploring the life of one very grumpy cat. The show is followed by a creative puppet-making workshop. Family Theatre Company, Stuff and Nonsense, on the 20th of April offer a free behind-the-scenes look at their work in progress. The venue continues its programme of live music in association with SoCo Music Project, with folk trio Tenderlaw, on the 6th of April, playing intimate acoustic sets. Ticket prices start at just £2.50 as part of a new, for 2018, Pay What You Can scheme. For further information and to book tickets, visit website thepointeastleigh, and that's all one word, .co.uk, or call the box office on 023 8065 2333. Spring at the Bury Theatre. The Bury Theatre presents fantastic family theatre plus unmissable events for older audiences this spring. Known for programming some of the country's best family theatre, this season the venue hosts Long Nose Puppets' critically acclaimed production Penguin, and that's on the 31st of March, Miraculous Magic from Morgan and West on the 8th of April, and the Bury Youth Theatre's The Minotaur on the 13th and 14th of April, written by Neil Duffield and performed by a cast of young people. Family favourite Saturday Storytime returns, with musical storytellers taking young people aged 3 to 7 and their families on interactive adventures. For the grown-ups, see Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist Jess Robinson with debut touring show Here Come the Girls on the 27th of April, a riotous evening of spot-on impressions and dazzling vocals. Direct from London's West End, National Theatre Live presents Julius Caesar on the 22nd of March, starring Ben Whishaw and David Morrissey. For information and to book tickets, visit website theburytheatre.co.uk or call the box office on 023 8065 2333.
Events, a look ahead. Burt and Gert's Art and Craft Market, every first Saturday of the month, Wells Place, Eastleigh. Car Boot Sale, every Saturday from the 17th of March at Lee Road Car Park, Eastleigh Town Centre. Accessible Cinema, Funny Girl, Tuesday the 27th of March at 10:30 a.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. Asian Welfare Community Association, the AWCA, community meal on Tuesday the 10th of April at Marketplace, Eastleigh. Accessible Cinema, showing Annie on Tuesday the 17th of April at 10:30 a.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. WI Centenary Celebration, on Sunday the 13th of May. Reminiscence in the Park, organised by Burselden, Hamble and Hound Dementia Action Group, with support from Eastleigh Dementia Forum. B. Cole and Sons Fun Fair, the 21st to the 29th of May, Passfield Avenue, Eastleigh. Eastleigh Unwrapped, Saturday the 23rd of June, in the Eastleigh Town Centre. Chipperfield Circus, the 1st to the 9th of July, Lee Road Recreation Ground. Chili Fest, Saturday the 14th of July, also at Lee Road Recreation Ground. Eastleigh Mela, Sunday the 22nd of July, Lee Road Recreation Ground. And Stevens Fun Fair, 13th to the 28th of August, at Lee Road Recreation Ground. Eastleigh Pride, Saturday the 15th of September. Eastleigh Film Festival, the 24th to the 30th of September, venues to be confirmed. Eastleigh Christmas Lights Switch On, Saturday the 17th of November, in the Eastleigh Town Centre. Commemorating the end of World War I. Are you or your local community group planning to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War? If so, we would like to hear from you. We will feature events in future editions of Borough News, ahead of Remembrance Day on Sunday the 11th of November. Please email details of your event to communications@eastleigh.gov.uk or phone 02380 688 136.
What's on this Easter at Itchen Valley Country Park? Easter Egg Trail, cost of £2, Friday the 30th of March to Sunday the 15th of April, any time between 10:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Follow the egg trail through the woods, finding the answers, then come back for your chocolatey prize. Spring Willow Wreath, cost £3, Wednesday the 4th of April, any time between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon. Using willow, make a ring, then decorate it with leaves and flowers. Beautiful Birds, cost £4 per child. Tuesday the 10th of April, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Booking essential. Come along and make a wooden bird and bird feeder and try to spot birds through the binoculars. RSPB will also be on site for your birdie questions. Mucky Bucket Mobile Farm, free. Thursday the 12th of April, 10 till 3 p.m. Alpacas, donkey, ducks and more for you to come along to see and touch. For more information on any of these Itchen Valley Country Park events, please phone 023 8068 3790. Website eastleigh.gov.uk/activities.
Mayor's Masquerade Ball on Saturday the 14th of April 2018 at the Hilton at the Aegeus Bowl. A Bucks Fizz reception, three-course meal and dancing to live music from Daisy and the Wedding Toasters. TV and radio presenter Michael Kern will be the compere for the evening. All proceeds will benefit the Mayor's Appeal, which is raising money for Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance and Friends of In Touch. Tickets are £45 each. You can phone 023 8068 8134 or email janice.baylis, B-A-Y-L-I-S-S, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Eastleigh Car Boot Sale, Lee Road Marketplace and Car Park, starting on the 17th of March 2018, every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Access is open for sellers from 8 a.m. via Lee Road. Free entry for buyers, £10 for small or medium cars and £15 for large cars, car plus trailer or van. Call 023 8068 8384 for more information. Hire our tables at £5 each on a first-come, first-served basis. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk/carbootsale.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. You can telephone on 023 8068 8000 or use Twitter at EastleighBC, Facebook /EastleighBC, or the website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for spring 2018, and it was presented to you by readers Sharon, Lynn and Chris, and by sound engineer Susie. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There's no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Sharon.
Goodbye.
From Lynn.
Goodbye.
And from me, Chris. Goodbye.